We are learning Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, starting new Masechta. In the Pasuk in Parashas Matos, it says, Vayidav Moshe Roshei Amatas Bnei Yisrael Leimar Zeh Adov Hashetziva Hashem. It says, Ish Ki Yidon Nedel Hashem Oyishov Hashvua Les Isra Anafshoi Lo Yachal Dvar Chol Yitzu Piv Yaseh. The Pasuk says, if someone makes a neder or a shvua, he has to keep his word. Lo Yachal Dvar, he shouldn't make his words chulim. Yichal Shal Yitzu Piv Yaseh. And that's what the Masechta is about, Nedarim, about different type of Nedarim. Now, the Ran starts off telling you that there's two type of Nedarim. There's Nidri Hekdish, and there's the Nedarim of our Masechta, which is called Nidri Isser. Nidri Hekdish is what we call, is something, you makdish something for the Bedek Abayis, or for the Mizbeach. There, it has to be Dafka, your item, and that Isser also is on the whole world. You can't make something hektish only for one person and not for other persons. It's hektish for everyone. It's hektish, it belongs now to Bedek Abayis or for carbon, oila, and that's it. That's a nidre hektish. Nidre Isser has different halachas. First of all, it doesn't have to be yours to make it asa. I can make your item asa to me. Because nidre Isser doesn't have to be yours. That's number one. And number two is, it doesn't have to be asa to the whole world. You could ask her just one person, just yourself on it. It's not Isur Shava Bakarl. That's the chilek between Nidri Hekdish and Nidri Isser. This Masechta is not about Nidri Hekdish. That belongs in Seyyid Kachim. This Masechta is about Nidri Isser. So the Mishnah starts off with Kol Kinuye Nidarim Kinidarim. All Kinuye Nidarim Al Kinidarim. What's a Kinuy? Kinuy is, you use a different term for the Nidar than the regular term. And we'll speak that out in a second what that means. But Kinuye means, like you give a different name, a nickname. So kinui is a different word, it's a different equivalent term for the same term as neda. Kol kinui nedarim kinedarim, or v'charamim kacharamim. There's a neda called a cherim. Cherim we know we have by hektish, where someone says something is cherim alai, so it belongs to hektish. But by nedarim, the nidre iser, which we said is not like nidre hektish, is also something called a cherim. So charamim kacharamim, v'shvois k'shvois, the kinui is shvois like shvois. And the kinuyah of naziris is naziris. A nazir, everyone knows, is someone who becomes a nazir. He's also in wine and grapes and taking haircuts and in tamal mason. So all kinuyah naziris is naziris. And like the Ran explains, that there are three levels of a neder. The three type of nedarim, really. There's ikar neder, the kinuyah, the yadais. Three type of nedarim. Ikar neder, we'll speak out in a second what it means. It's Ikar Neder, the main Neder, the Kinui, which is something you use equivalent term for it. And Yadais is like you use a partial word. It's like a handle. You use partial word and we finish it off for him. Those are three type of Nedarim. What's Ikar Neder? So Ran says Ikar Neder means either he says, Dova ze Aser Alai, or he's a Tfisu, he makes a Tfasa of a Dova Ache. He says, Dova ze Alai, kick carbon. This thing is to me like a carbon. Now, if he says hatfasa, the Ran says, it has to be dafka b'dava hanodur. If you say, this thing is also to me like arla, that won't be a neder, because that's not a dava hanodur. It has to be dava hanodur. He says, this thing's also to me like a carbon, that's called dava hanodur. That's where you have the halacha of ikar neder. So ikar neder either be dava za asalai or with hatfasa. A kinoi means use equivalent term. Use a term that's not the regular term, which means, instead of saying the word carbon, you say koinim, or koines, or koineach. You say a different word for carbon. And as Machlekes in the Gemara later on, what's pshat in kanuyim? Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says it's loshon dafrim. It's a different language. It's a non-Jewish language of saying carbon and say koinim. And so according to Rosh Lakish, it's possible why kinui is a neder, because neder is nemra b'chol loshon, you can say in every loshon. According to Rabbi Yochanan,
so the neder is
chal deraisa.
He's making
that. They says dov is a koinim alai.
Right.
Instead of saying carb, he's saying koinim, using a kinui for the word.
No,
they never say the word neder. Neder is the term of the whole idea. He says dov is a carbon alai, makes it also to you. He said dov is a koinim alai. Instead of saying word carbon, he said koinim. So koinim is a kinui. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's loshen nachrim. It's a non-Jewish language. According to Rosh Lakish, it's a lashon shabad l'acham. The Chacham picked out this language and said, "You've been annoyed with this language. Why would they do that? Why would they make these new funny words? Because they were worried. They might say kainim l'Hashem by mistake l'Hashem and say that Hashem's name for no reason. Therefore, we said to say the word kainim, not carbon, because carbon uses carbon l'Hashem. Use the words kainim. So now, if it's Lashon Shavah Dachamim, the Ran says also the Raisa, because just like the Haskamas Kol Uma V'Uma is a new Lashon, just like a non-Jewish language is new Lashon. What makes it a language? Because they decide it's a language. Same thing the Chamim also. So that's how Kinu works according to Rish Lakish, even though it's Lashon Shavah Dachamim. So that's Machlokes Biyachid and Rish Lakish. What exactly is it? What Kinu come from? Either a non-Jewish language or Lashon Chachamim. And our Mishnah says, all Kinuyi Nedarim have same thing as Nedarim, they're all the Raisas, a regular full-fledged Nedar, Charam is like Charam, Shvuah is Keshvuah, Ziris Keziris. Now the Rana has a discussion, by a Shvuah, do you have to say Hashem's name? Do you make a Shvuah, do you have to say Hashem's name? Do you have to say Lashem? So he brings a Raif me, you don't have to say Lashem. Why? Because here we're saying that a Kinu Shvuah is Keshvuah. If you said Hashem's name, you wouldn't have to tell me that a Kinu Shvuah is like a Shvuah. Because if you say Hashem's name by itself, that already is enough to make a Shvuah. He brings a few riots that the word Lashem itself is a Shvuah. So it must be that you don't need the Lashem part of it, or it's enough just to say a Shvuah, the Lashon Shvuah, or a Lashon Kainim, a Lashon Kinu for the Shvuah, like Shvusa, which is a Kinu for Shvuah, that's enough. He says Shvusa, Shalai Eichel, Kikar Zeh, it's also to eat. And the Rana has a kasha from a Sechel Shvuah, so it's Mashmah, they do need it, Shem Hashem, so he says, there it's Mechaikis, it's Mechaikis, Akapanim, he brings a riot, you don't need Shem Hashem. And a zirus kin zirus also kinuyim, which means the guy says already nozik or peziach. It's like it's already nozik. It's a kinu for nozik. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. All kinu nedarim is a darim. All kinu of charam is charam. Example of kinu of charam is cheirek, cheirech, cheiref. Is an example of a kinu of charamim. Shvuah is kashvuah, zirus kin zirus. Look the Mishnah vayta. The Mishnah now is going to explain yodas all of a sudden. Starts with kinuyim and explains yodas. Then we'll ask the kasha why we're going to yodas. Remember, the other means uses partial language. I am separated from you. Either Madrani Mimcha, Lashon separation, or Mefashani Mimcha, I am separated from you. That language, or Mechakani Mimcha, Shani Oichalach, Shani Tayim Lach. That I'm not going to eat from you, or drink from you, or taste from you. So here he didn't say the word Asur Lai, or the word Neder, or the word Kainim, or Karv, or nothing. He just said, I am not going to eat from you. He didn't say the word Asur. The Lach is, it's Asur, because that's a Yad. That's called a yad. Menuda anilach. He says, Losh menuda anilach. It's a shayla. Rekiva yichaychev zel hachmer. Rekiva said that the yichaychev means he's losh means he wasn't sure. He was so big. He says, no, this is also a neder. I'm not sure, but I think this is a neder. That's what Rabbi Kiva is saying. Akapon, that's what we have in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah starts off with kinuyim and ends off with the idea of yodos, that a partial language is enough to make it isser neder.